This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. World leaders are lining up to condemn Russian President Vladimir Putin after he ordered his forces into separatist regions of eastern Ukraine. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting on Russia's actions against Ukraine. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Security Council during a rare nighttime emergency meeting that Russian President Vladimir Putin seems intent on restoring the Russian Empire to regions controlled by the Tsars before the 1917 revolution. In her address to the council, Thomas-Greenfield laid out the likely consequences of an invasion.
We will see a devastating loss of life. Unimaginable suffering. Millions of displaced people will create a refugee crisis across Europe.
She added an attack on Ukraine, a UN member state, would be an attack on all UN members. I'm Tim McGuire.
European Union sanctions on Russia could include putting hundreds of politicians and officials on blacklists, a ban on trading in Russian state bonds, and an import and export ban on separatist entities, UN EU diplomats and officials said Tuesday. The bloc's ambassadors agreed unanimously at a meeting in Brussels on the principle of imposing sanctions. EU foreign ministers will meet later in Paris to agree on the details of the measures, several diplomats told Reuters. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz halted the certification of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline Tuesday. The pipeline is designed to bring Russian gas to Germany, a measure widely considered the toughest Europe is likely to take against Moscow.